Thanks again for spending some time with Cincinnati Edition this morning. I'm Mark Purcell. Ken Rushy from Oxford Physical Therapy is in the front row with Betsy Ross to talk about Tommy John surgery and pitching.
So what if you were a fan of a baseball team, and this baseball team had a very, very, very good pitcher, and this baseball team was in contention for the postseason, mainly because of this very, very good pitcher, but the front office of this baseball team decided to shut down that pitcher, not just for the end of the season, but into the postseason. How would you feel as a fan, maybe more importantly, how would you feel as a teammate, knowing that your best chance to do well in the postseason is going to be on the shelf? Well, that is what is going on right now with the Washington Nationals. Their very, very good pitcher, Steven Strasburg, has gone into this season knowing that he would have an innings limit. Coming off Tommy John surgery, the front office says they want to protect him from future injury. So is this good? Is this bad? The debate rages. And we are going to be talking about that and a lot of issues surrounding athletes, especially young athletes and injuries. We have with us Ken Rushy from Oxford Physical Therapy. Ken, thanks for being back with us here on the front row.
Thanks, Betsy. I appreciate it.
You know, this is not a black and white issue. I mean, we have heard both sides. You know, overall, we have this very young, very promising pitcher, Steven Strasburg. He was one of these phenoms that came up to the Washington Nationals, hurt his arm, has to have Tommy John surgery. And now he's back, but they want to be very, very careful with him. Before we talk about the pros and cons of that, you know, we hear Tommy John surgery. It's kind of like a throwaway term. But what are we talking about when we're talking about Tommy John?
Yeah. Betsy, there's a ligament, and it's on the inside of your elbow. So if your palm of your hand is facing forward, that would be the inside of your elbow. You have a ligament there. It's very similar to one of the ligaments in the knee. And basically what he did is he tore that ligament. Now, once you tear that ligament, it's not like you can staple that ligament or sew that ligament together. What happens is the physician or the surgeon will take a tendon. They'll take a tendon from maybe your forearm or maybe your hamstring, and they'll actually reconstruct that ligament using a tendon so you are able to get back in pitch.
And Tommy John surgery, unfortunately, is not all that uncommon anymore. It happens more and more, and we see pitchers, usually it takes about a year for them to really come back and be able to pitch. So, and that's where Steven Strasburg is right now. He is back. And as we are talking about this right now, his ERA is under 3. He leads the National League in strikeouts. He has led this team into playoff contention, but the general manager has always said, we want to make sure that Steven Strasburg is not just good for this year, but is good for the future. Now, teams have a lot more money invested in these pitchers than they did 5, 10, 20 years ago, so the team is looking at it at a long-term investment opportunity for them. They don't want him to burn out, and they don't want him to be hurt again. But is there scientific evidence that says that resting a pitcher coming off Tommy John will extend his career?
You know, yeah, there is. And, of course, I'm an athletic trainer as well as a physical therapist. And, you know, I was Larry Starr's assistant with the Reds many, many, many years ago and worked in football with Detroit Lions and Houston Oilers. So, you know, I can kind of see both sides of this. But when we look at Strasburg, you know, he's a 24-year-old right-hander. He was the first player picked in 2009. He was August of 2009. He made his major league debut in June of 2010. On August 27th of 2010, he went on the DL. He had Tommy John surgery. He returned for a rehab start in August of 2011, made his next major league debut after the surgery in September against the Dodgers in 2011. So he had a very short season last year, and then as he got into the season this year, it was a medical management decision that he was going to do 160 to 180 innings. So he's going to hit that mark somewhere here in September, and their plans are to shut him down. Now, if I'm a fan, am I upset? Yeah. If I'm a teammate of his, if I'm on the medical staff, this is the right thing to do. So we have longevity and we have him for many years to come.
I think the scary thing about it, as people have been debating this over the last few weeks, is that the stats say that almost 50% of major league pitchers whether you're a starter, reliever, knuckleballer, sidearm, whatever, almost 50% of major league pitchers will have some kind of surgery on their arm. Now, what does that say about, I don't know, about their training, about their technique? You know, a lot of people say that because of Steven Strasburg's delivery, he put so much torque on his arm that he was almost destined to have an injury of some kind.
You know, you've got a lot of things with baseball, and you've got a lot of things when you're throwing a baseball. You've got mechanics, you've got number of pitches thrown, but really there's a fine tuning limit, if you will, on the elbow versus the shoulder. If you have some shoulder issues, you can get some elbow issues. If you have elbow issues, you can get some shoulder issues. And what we're finding out now is the shoulder blade, and by the way, there are 17 muscles that attach on the shoulder blade, but if that shoulder blade is not, those muscles aren't strong, if they aren't able to do what they are supposed to do, you can get some issues. The other thing, too, is the shoulder joint. A lot of these guys have some instability, and when you have instability of the shoulder joint, that plays on the shoulder blade. It also plays on the elbow. So there's a lot of things that can happen there. So as a physical therapist, athletic trainer, we want to make sure those muscles around the shoulder blade are strong, those muscles around the shoulder are strong, as well as the muscles in the elbow and forearm. It's the complete unit that we have to work on. And I think one of the biggest problems that we have as physical therapist is that loose jointed athlete or that loose jointed shoulder, they become a real challenge because it's kind of a, as they pitch so many innings, that instability, you can work and work on it, but when you get so many innings, that instability can start to pop up again, and that can cause issues. So it's really a fine mechanism, if you will, or a fine tuning here.
We are talking with Ken Rushi from Oxford Physical Therapy, and of course, every pitcher, every athlete is going to be different. There's no, you know, one size fits all when we're talking about this, but there's been so much emphasis recently on youth sports and youth injuries, athlete injuries, when we're getting now into the fall season, football and soccer and all these sports are ramping up. We know that, especially like in Little League, their pitches are limited, so they don't put that torque on their arm. Parents worry about this all the time, of course, and some injuries are going to happen no matter what. But in youth sports, what is the best thing that a young athlete can do? Is it conditioning? Is it cross-training? What can you do to at least try to limit the risk of having a serious injury?
Well, in youth sports, if it is a pitcher, the American Medical Association, along with a lot of the sports medicine physicians, actually have a pitch count. And based on the athlete's age, they actually tell how many pitches per game they should throw and how many times a week they should throw or how many pitches per week they should throw. They even have regulations on, you know, for example, the fastball is the first pitch that youth pitchers should work on, and then they actually have age breakdowns of when they should throw a changeup, a curve, a knuckleball, slider, so on and so forth. And that can be found, you know, through the American Medical Association. If you Google pitch count, there's a lot of good information there on that. As far as the other sports, you know, you're looking at, and I think cross-training is very important for these kids. You know, it is youth sports, so it's great that they really lay down those neuromuscular skills. So let those kids play soccer. Let them play baseball. Let them play basketball. Let them do gymnastics. And all those types of activities will help that neuromuscular development so they are able to ward off injury, if you will. And conditioning is very important, too. You know, they've got to be in shape. They've got to have some conditioning. But, you know, with kids, they're doing so much running, so much jumping that from a conditioning standpoint, they are properly conditioned.
Because I think the bottom line is no matter what, we want these kids to be active. I mean, we want to fight childhood obesity. We want them to go out and be kids and enjoy it, but do it safely.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about. Let them do whatever they want to do and cross train different sports. You know, unfortunately, we're getting to the level now where some of these youth sports that, let's say, for example, soccer, and parents are thinking, oh, my kid can get a scholarship for soccer. So now these young kids are playing soccer 12 months out of the year and they're really not playing any other sports. And, you know, that's a whole issue in itself.
That it is. Ken Rushi from Oxford Physical Therapy on Steven Strasburg and a whole lot of other youth sports activities, injuries, and we hope injury prevention. Ken, thanks for being with us in the front row.
Yeah, thank you, Betsy. Appreciate it.